In Northwest News from KPLU, it was a year ago that an oil train from North Dakota derailed under Seattle's busy Magnolia Bridge during the height of the morning commute. No one was hurt and nothing burned in that accident, but the scare has prompted many changes. Among them, authorities are training communities on how to handle accidents with Bakken crude as more and more of the highly volatile mix comes chugging through the Pacific Northwest. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
As many as 2,000 oil tanker cars now roll through Seattle each week, carrying crude from North Dakota's Bakken region. Six such trains have derailed since February in the U.S., rupturing tank cars and spilling oil that polluted waterways and burned for days. With that traffic increasing, governments know they have to be prepared for the worst.
Everybody that makes up the city, believe it or not, is going to have some role to play.
That's John Malul, who teaches occupational safety at Rutgers University in New Jersey and is also the fire chief in his hometown of Ridgefield Park outside New York City. He'll be teaching classes next week in Seattle and Everett on how communities can prepare for oil train accidents.
It's not just the fire department that has a critical role here. It's the entire city government.
He says in the event of a large-scale oil fire, public works trucks may need to bring in sandbags and utilities water. Police would be cordoning off areas, the health department monitoring air quality, and schools serving as evacuation zones. He says a striking aspect in Seattle is how close the train tracks run near the sports stadiums.
And when you look at what goes through the city, I'm amazed at how close by. The oil is just one of the many different hazardous materials that the fire department has to be concerned with.
His classes will include specific information on the characteristics of Bakken crude and what materials are needed to clean it up if there's an accident. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.